So over the weekend, Michelle had a terrific idea. She said, hey, because we got all of our chores done around the house relatively early Saturday morning. We cleaned the house, do stuff outside the house. But it was about 11:30. She goes, why don't we go to like Stroudsburg area today?
I love when you guys go on dates. And it's been kind of tough for the both of you lately because the kids were gone and then they were home again as you were about to start dating. And now they're gone again.
So we decided that we would go out. And I put on Facebook, you know, suggestions because I don't know a lot of places to go around the Stroudsburg area.
You guys just randomly pick places when you go?
Yeah, I didn't know where to go. And three different people said this place, Barley Creek, which is a brewery.
I've been there before.
To try that. Yeah, and you said you've been there before.
Love
I
it.
Really liked it. That was our very first time there, and food was great, and the beer was great. And then we moved on to, we figured we wanted to go along, you know, Main Street, downtown Stroudsburg. And a friend of mine was one of the people that commented, when I say a friend of mine, I mean from high school, 4 years ago.
Okay.
And he said, oh, my wife and I are having lunch right now at a place called Floods. You ever go there?
Mm-mm.
So that's on Main Street in downtown Stroudsburg. And we're having some beers now. That's all he said. And I wrote back and I said,
no.
Well yeah.
And please don't talk about it. Creep this out. Go ahead.
So I wrote back and said, hey, we're heading down that way.
No.
Bob, who I haven't seen in 42 years.
Wait a minute. What? So you're crashing his...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, him and his wife are on like a week-long date. They have a timeshare. They're from Jersey now.
They're definitely we all asking in the for a refund.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. All right, so you comment what?
What do you mean I comment what?
Like, he said, my wife and I are having beers at this fun restaurant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, well,
no, he said it'd be cool to meet up. He did say
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
all right. Okay.
That.
No, we left that part out.
It's been 42 years since I've seen Bob Rodriguez. So I remember him being tall. He looks the same. He just has a little bit of gray hair. So he looks exactly... And he knew me from a distance,
too. So you show up at the restaurant?
No, actually, they were just leaving. And he said, we'll meet you in the street. I guess they didn't want me in the same restaurant as them. I wasn't allowed in Floods.
So we have a timeshare here. We're going to want to come back here next year.
Yeah, so we want no part of you. So I met him actually on the street corner. And then we talked there for about 20 minutes. And then there was the awkward...
Wait a minute. Is he married?
Yes, his wife
so
was there.
So what did his wife and your wife do? Awkwardly
she was very nice.
Stand there?
Awkwardly stood there as we told stories about, you know how it is radio stories that you tell and your
nobody
husband probably, yeah,
cares.
Nobody else cares. Well, now go back 42 years and talk about high school stories that nobody else cares. But they were both
fine. You remember Jimmy and Jimmy was walking through the halls and everybody's like, cool.
Yeah. And that's what happened. But it was fun. It was great to see him and hopefully.
Fun for who?
It was fun for me is the point I'm making. It was great to see you, Bob, even though Jesse, she's just that way because she doesn't like to see. I like to invite myself to a lot of things.
I'm very much aware.
See people I haven't seen in years. I love that, though. It's like because you never know when you're not going to, you know, you ever see him again.
Mm.
Although he's probably saying,
I hope I never see him
again. He's kicking himself for responding on the Facebook post for a place for me to go. That's what I do, though.